A report released by the United Nations last week reveals alarming information on climate change and its impacts on agriculture and food security. So what can be done to lessen its effects on our lives? Jed Boyan reports.
A major report by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has highlighted significant concerns over climate change and food security across the world. The report urged all countries to commit to sustainable land practices in order to limit greenhouse gas emissions before temperatures rise too far. In a statement, Professor Mark Howden, director of the Australian National University Climate Change Institute and a vice chair of the Intergovernmental Panel, says climate change is ramping up existing threats to the land, reducing its ability to feed and support populations around the world. A spokesperson for the UN Secretary General says the climate change report reinforces global efforts to mitigate damages.
Climate change poses a major risk to the world's food supply, and while better land management can help to combat global warming, reducing greenhouse gas emissions from all sectors is essential to keep global temperature rise below 2 degrees centigrade. That's according to the latest report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. For the Secretary General, this latest IPCC report is yet another piece of compelling evidence that points to the urgent need for climate action. As he has said, we cannot continue on this current course. Guterres said that while food security is already at risk from climate change, there are many nature-based solutions that can be taken.
Expert on food security and meat science from the University of Queensland, Professor Lo Hoffman says factors such as food wastage in the West, as well as human and agricultural greenhouse gas emissions, are largely responsible for threats to food security.
The problem is we have finite land resources and water resources. And with the global warming, with the greenhouse gases being released by the various agricultural and various other human factors, such as transport, We're definitely ending up with global warming and the ramifications of that, of more extreme weather conditions. This obviously then becomes a challenge for the food sector to supply enough food to feed this growing population.
He advocates for a holistic approach to the complex issue of securing food for increasing populations.
Lab-grown meat is not necessarily more environmental friendly, the models have shown, than say beef production. So I think one of the things we need to do is look at it holistically. But I think the big sort of elephant in the room that we're not giving enough attention to is the population growth. The reality is, and Australia is in that position where as soon as you start having higher education levels of your population, then the family sizes decrease. Again, it's an holistic approach, but I think that's one of the issues we need to look at, is that we just have this exponential growth in population numbers, particularly in the developing world.
Professor Hoffman says it will be challenging to balance environmental well-being with consumer interests, but alternative food sources, such as native foods and sustainable everyday practices, should be adopted.
Every person in their own little sphere can make a difference. And when there's a lot of little differences, then we start getting big differences made.
He also says older people need to listen to younger generations' concerns about climate change.
I think the more sort of older people, we need to listen to our youth. Because, you know, we've raised them with, basically they have everything, all their needs that they need. But we need to focus and feed their social responsibility that they're coming forward with. And we need to listen to them, because my generation, I'm in the 50s plus generation, we mess it up. And we've now left our kids and grandchildren who now have to make do with what we messed up.
The UN report says the world is currently not on track in reaching its climate targets, and over 500 million people are in danger of losing access to adequate food due to the effects of climate change on farmable land.
That story was by Jed Boyan.